Lesson 8.4, page 82. Exercises 1B and 1C.
Welcome to this week's episode from the Tech Team, where we'll be discussing digital detox. So, Kayla, have you ever done a digital detox?
A digital detox? Me? Are you kidding? No way! I love my phone way too much.
That's what I figured. Just to clarify for our listeners, a digital detox is when you separate yourself from all digital devices for a period of time. And since Kayla is so against it, I signed up for a digital detox just last week in preparation for today's podcast.
I'm glad you stepped up, Tim, because I would never do that. Not for $1 million.
Hey, you know, it wasn't that bad. We did it in this cabin out in the forest, and it was really quiet and relaxing. It was pretty easy most of the time. But there were times when I really wished I had my camera. It was so pretty, and I really wanted to share some photos. But, you know, that's the whole idea. You try and appreciate the moment while it's happening. You don't always have to share everything.
What's wrong with sharing? That's one of the best things about smartphones.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes we're so lost in our screens, we don't really see what's going on around us. And we can even forget to pay attention to the people who are there with us. I know I do sometimes.
Yes, I guess we all do. But that's just modern life, isn't it? I mean, I don't think technology is bad. It is what it is.
It's not so much that technology is bad, it's just that it's with us all the time. And I wanted to appreciate it again, to really feel how big it is in our lives. And I don't think you can do that without giving it up.
I appreciate it. I love it. I don't have to give it up to know that. Did you ever miss it? Besides the camera, I mean.
Well, like, first thing in the morning was difficult. I really missed reading the news, finding out what was going on in the world, and catching up with family and friends, too. That was kind of strange, not knowing what was happening. I even felt a little panicky sometimes.
Oh, I really couldn't do that. It's so important that we know what's going on in the world, and with our families.
Well, it was only for 4 days, and people knew where we were. But being disconnected made me think about how much time I really do waste on my phone when I could be doing something better, like maybe talking to my family instead of just reading their posts. I think you should try it sometime, Kayla.
No way. I am very happy with my 24/7 always connected life. Thank you very much.